This is Wild About Utah.
I remember my father on wintry Saturdays mounting his fly tying vise on the kitchen table, and then from the cavern under the stairs he'd emerge with his hooks, pheasant and peacock feathers and other magical threads. I'd watch him spin intricate flies, but never realized as a child that they were imitations of creatures I would meet and teach in the wild. When he took me to lakes and rivers to fish, we just used worms and pink marshmallows. On an animal adaptation learning journey at wood camp along the Logan River this fall, our Edith Bowen Laboratory School first graders turned over river rucks, sweeping up all sorts of aquatic critters with nets and buckets to then probe playfully with tweezers and bare fingers. Trip Armstrong, assistant director of the National Aquatics Monitoring Center at Utah State University's Department of Watershed Sciences, led our young investigators and several adult volunteers in identifying these benthic macroinvertebrates, especially the stonefly nymphs we found in every scoop. These especially intrigue the children because they resemble something from outer space, scurrying about on six legs. Stoneflies, both the nymphs and the adult insects, are large compared to mayfly and other critters you find in a river sample, so they stand out in a crowd. The adults have long wings, that's the Greek name Plecoptera, meaning braided wings, but they are known to be poor flyers. The larvae have two tails, or what biologists call circe, while mayflies have three. Stoneflies have two hooks on their legs. Mayflies have one. Stoneflies like oxygen-rich water flowing through their gills along their thorax and under their legs. We noticed some doing push-ups in the bin of river water, indicating it was time to return them to their habitat. Both mayfly and stonefly nymphs are pollution-sensitive, so finding them in such large numbers indicated that this part of the river was very healthy. When a student approached from the river's edge with a larger specimen cupped in her hands, I was stunned and a little spooked. "It's a sculpin," Armstrong said. "These are bottom-dwelling fish that some say are basically big mouths with tails and have unflattering nicknames like double uglies. Yet I learned later they are quite common. I just never met one. In fact, although biologists have determined that the Utah Lake sculpin has been extinct since the 1930s, the native Bear Lake sculpin and sculpin living in the Logan River are sources of food for the Bonneville cutthroat and other trout. I guess the lesson, as a wise first grader reminded me this week during our opinion writing session, is don't yuck somebody's yum. Stoneflies and sculpin, fly fishers and bigger fish love them. I'm grateful for opportunities to teach in Utah's wild places because every time I do, I learn something new. I'm Shannon Rhodes and I'm wild about Utah.
Funding for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible through the Harry Bertoia Foundation Gallery in St. George, welcoming children and adults alike for interactive tours. View New York quality art in Southern Utah with sounding sculpture, mid-century modern chairs, and spill cast bronzes. Info at harrybertoia.org.